I'm back with Mental Health Chats, and I'm really excited because I've got Dominique Fredrigal here today. How are you, Dominique?
Oh, I'm doing great. Great. Looking out at a very snowy Montana day.
Brilliant. We love snowy days. And I just want to say this topic is very, very close to my heart. It's such a powerful topic on positive intelligence. So this topic today is all about the role of manager and how managers can use positive intelligence in their role. So first of all, who is Dominique Fredrigal?
Well, that's a question and an interesting question, Claire. And I am, I like to say I'm a world traveler. I'm an avid world traveler. I'm a reveler. I'm somebody who loves food and friends and all of those things. I grew up in Colorado in my family's own business. And that's important because I really cut my teeth on business principles, management principles, service, and I just love people, which is how I got into executive coaching. And I'm also a positive intelligence coach.
Wow, that sounds so interesting. So you're an executive coach. I'm a positive intelligence coach as well. So just give us a bit more detail about what you do as a positive intelligence coach.
Great. So my primary focus is working with managers, both as individuals or teams or organizations, and it's to help them get better results through their leadership and management skills. And so we work on everything from how you prioritize to how you lead people to how you influence. And the way that positive intelligence has come into this has been remarkable. You know, I've had my own practice for 23 years and I've been doing this work for over 30 years.
Yeah.
I have not ever seen anything that so quickly gets to the heart of people's motivations and then gives them a way to actually adjust some of their negative stuff into positive stuff.
Oh, you and me both. I'm blown away by the positive intelligence. And I love the fact that we have already been collaborating, the two of us, and we are going to continue to collaborate, even though you're on the other side of the world. You haven't told us where you are at the moment.
Yes. Yeah, so I typically am living in the San Francisco Bay Area, but we also split some of our time up in Montana, which is why I'm in Montana right now. But I live and work in San Francisco and then work all over the country and also have some international clients as well.
So San Francisco is one of my favorite places. So watch this space. You're going to be stuck with me one day.
good. I'm glad to hear it.
That's absolutely fabulous, the work that you do, Dominique. And I love the fact that both you and I have been collaborating and we will continue to collaborate. So let me just ask a really important question is, when you're managing a team, what does positive intelligence mean to a manager? How can it help?
Yeah. So here's what I've noticed is that in the teams that I'm working with positive intelligence, each person develops a much greater sense of self-awareness of their behaviors that are contributing to the team, but also those that are detracting from the team.
Yeah.
They also develop a common language that they're able to use to reinforce those positive team behaviors, but also call out and hold each other positively accountable when that's not happening. So that's been extraordinary. For the manager of the team, I'm seeing that they're able to really get out of their own way to be able to call out the greatest strengths of the team members, and the outcomes they're getting are the whole is much greater than the sum of the parts. So that's been exciting. I have some specific examples from a team I just completed the 6-week program with.
Uh-huh.
Would it be helpful to hear some specifics?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so I did not memorize this, of course, but this group is a team of very committed, brilliant professionals, and they all really like each other personally, but seem to have trouble getting past their conflicts. So here's what the team leader, the CEO, said at the beginning of the program. That the pain points were that they were searching for the one thing that would be the magic wand for us to simply put aside our differences, focus on what matters, and get to the work. So once the team completed that 6-week program, here's what the leader said. The team is better off. I am able to remain engaged and regulated, and all the folks are engaged more. We are laughing more at the start of the meeting, and folks' interactions are more productive. So I love that. I love that for the manager, but And not but, but and what I'm also really excited about is what the team members said. So here's just one quote from one team member. This person said, "Relationships have grown in a truly positive way. I see this energy in individual conversations and when we are all together. The space feels different. I felt the change in week two, and it continues to grow." So that right there just tells me that what we're doing is helping them to connect and be better leaders with each other.
That's amazing. I absolutely love that. They've actually hit the nail on the head, and I've had very, very similar feedback as well. It's such an incredible program. So, out of the program, what are three ways that positive intelligence can actually help managers in their role?
Oh, yeah. So first, I think managers become very clear about their own saboteurs and ways in which they're getting in their way.
Yes.
And they're able to have some real skills to get out of that. And they develop more empathy for their team members, for themselves. They are more innovative, more creative. So that's one thing is that they learn about themselves. The second is that they are getting much better at really seeing their team members and meeting them where they are, both to be authentic leaders, but also to help others be a lot more authentic and get better results. The third thing is they're bringing out the very best in themselves and their people, which is exciting. And looking at the work holistically as what are the outcomes we're getting to, and then what are all the inputs to that, and how do I want to use positive intelligence to achieve those things? All right, so Claire, I love stories. So I actually have a quote from
Good
somebody
one.
else. Would you like to hear another example?
I would love it. I love stories
Oh,
as well. So go for it, Dawny.
you are indulging me, and I appreciate it because I just love these clients. So I've been coaching a person who has an enormous job managing over 75 people in her division with a multi-billion dollar budget. At her level, she's got exceptional leadership and management skills already. And the job also requires her influencing a lot of people, both laterally and managing up. So she's extremely effective. She's extremely well regarded. And guess what? She was ready to quit. The
Wow.
job was just eating her alive, and she had no time for personal life. The idea of joy at work was laughable. She couldn't see her way out of it because she just has so much that she's responsible for. So after just the 6-week program, here's what she said. She said, "This program saved my life." She
Wow.
said, "Not literally, as I wasn't suicidal, but it has helped me recenter on my own hangups and has provided another way to be." She said, "Some of my most adversarial colleagues have become champions of the work, and my team is delivering in more focused and impactful ways." Then on sort of the fun side, she said, "Of course, I'm still triggered by stress, but I shift to constructive actions way more deeply and quickly so that stress doesn't take a toll on me. And I'm now back to taking care of myself personally and even lightheartedly dating a few terrific guys. And I wouldn't have gotten there without PQ." And so that's her response to this. So she's still in the job, getting better results, and just feeling just
Center.
better and more effective about everything.
That is absolutely brilliant, and it's a great tribute to you. And what I love about the 6-7 week program is that we're working with the creator of positive intelligence, Shezad Shaman, which is so important because he's put together this fantastic app, and then we coach them through the program because it's so powerful to be coached through the program. I love it. Fantastic, Dominique. So there's probably a lot of people out there on the other side of the pond from me who would love to get in touch with you. So where can people find you?
Well, I appreciate that. Really, the best is to check my website, which is frederickgill.com, or reach out to me at my email address, dominique@frederickgill.com. That's DominiqueQue at FrederickGill.com.
You've said that quite a lot, haven't you?
I
You
have a few
said
times.
that with
Yes.
a
I have an
broader.
abundance mentality as it relates to the letters in my name. Yes.
I love it. Dominique, you have been a delight. I have loved this interview so much. So thank you so much. And take care.
Claire, I really appreciate the time and all you're doing for your clients as well. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.